we begin the Spiritually Challenged Show, our content may not be suitable for most listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Hello there, it's me, Pink Hood, along with Johnny. Tonight, we have some YouTube topics, some gaming news, which tends to bring up, how many times do we see the gaming industry or gaming platforms have that ability to have a level playing field?
Yeah.
I haven't really thought of, besides Xbox really stepping up their game, I haven't really heard of any other gaming corporation or gaming system out there coming up with alternative means for people to play their systems.
Right. Of course, outside of Nintendo, of course.
Mm-hmm. I think this shows that if Xbox is willing to step up, who else will join them? Because if people don't have to worry about their worry about if they could play or not play without limits, wouldn't this lead to more people wanting to play these games that are offered?
Yeah.
Without the limitations that they have. Because I don't know. I really don't play games. What are your thoughts on this? Since it is a big deal to have a level playing field.
And not everybody can actually pick up a controller.
Oh, yeah. That's,
I mean, it's a standard controller.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad to see, like, the adaptive ones.
Mm-hmm.
Adaptive to that person.
Yeah. It's pretty big deal.
It's like not everybody can like get up and move around.
Mm-hmm. Even with the Switch, or not Switch, with the Wii, how could people...
Yeah.
I don't believe Nintendo has come out with adaptive controllers. I want to see companies step up because Nintendo has been along so long.
Yeah.
Why can't they just step up? Because
I don't think Nintendo even wants to talk about the Wii U anymore.
Oh, yeah, very true.
That
I'm
system,
just saying,
that's
the gaming
system,
systems that they have.
It flopped.
Yeah. With the gaming systems that they have, how many times have we seen lack of accessibility? Like the Wii, most people didn't have that ability to play it, who have limitations.
You probably need like it.
My thoughts, especially not knowing if someone could, what the limitations of a person could be.
See, I wasn't too big on the motion controls.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is great, but I want a button mash.
Right. And with the Switch, I don't believe the Switch has any modifications
Not that I know of.
I'm looking accessible.
I think Microsoft might be the first one.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think Sony and Nintendo have caught up yet.
Mm-hmm. And that's sad. Because if Sony doesn't, Nintendo is they're missing out. I'm literally trying to look to see if they... Okay, Switch accessibility equivalations. They are, the Switch system contains zero features for those who might have who are unable to have limitations with sight. They, as well as,
as a Nintendo person, it kind of makes me sad that they're not doing this.
Mm-hmm. Basically, they're not. It's not accessible for those who have vision. Low vision, as well as I'm like looking at this and going, there's no identifiers for those with low vision. And the controller controls itself offers some additional accessibility challenge is of its own, which I could see that. There's
like
no. Yeah.
Like some of the, I think some of those older controllers actually drift. Like how, what's going on here?
And how many people really, and the fact that there's sites out there that are coming out, that's an organization that basically discusses helping gamers, persons with disability who want a game. Which is awesome. And this fact that this Nintendo hasn't come out with something, they're going to push people away. And for those who want to learn more, it's called ablegamers.org. And it's a charity. And it's awesome that there are charities like this out there, because the more spotlight that is put on gaming and the industry as a whole, especially with technology, it could actually be very beneficial. Especially with the fact that there shouldn't be limitations. There needs to be an equal playing field. And the fact that there's so many people who want a game who don't have that chance. That's a big deal.
See, Nintendo, think if you have these out of that taste, like think of how many more Pokemon people you have.
Oh, God, yeah.
Even though I did sell 6 million copies in that game in 2 weeks, but we can make it 10 million.
Yeah. And the more that's offered, the better it's going to be in the long run. Because the more people that are introduced to it, how many more people are going to be willing to sign up? Who are going to be willing to see? Are willing to check out the gaming systems?
Yeah.
is most people will want to say, oh my God, let me check this out. Not just going, oh, it's fine, whatever. At this point, the more that people are aware of it, the better it's going to be. Because if people could at least step up, then maybe people could, maybe there will be more changes. And the more changes, and the fact that there's so many people who want to. And maybe more people will be willing to see how much this will benefit people and not just be so difficult too for people in the long run. If people want a game, give them the ability to game. Why prevent that?
To give them the ability that I had back when I was a kid.
Yeah. Not the, I can't game because there's no, because technology hasn't been equipped for this. Well, at that point, who's to blame for this? You certainly... There's enough people out there that are willing to want the chance to play these games, to play Mario Kart, to have the ability to be able to have the access to these games. Not just say, watch people play, actually play. That point. You literally are doing a disservice to people.
Because we need like some new people to come into the.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the more people are willing to have this chance, the better it's going to be. Without the limitations, without the stress of who's going to be able to play with their friends. Who's going to be able to have the time to hang out with their friends?
Exactly.
And not feel so lonely? Because more and more people do like playing their game, like playing games.
Yeah.
It's bound to happen. So having that ability to actually do something without limitations, isn't that the best thing that you could do?
Yes.
And then on the other end, YouTube has done themselves.
We're light this fire.
Oh, yeah. YouTube has gone fine. So now they're going to, going to put a
fine.
Mm-hmm. I'm
because you're missing your target.
Mm-hmm.
So what if you're a toy collector, like?
Yeah.
This is kids content.
Well, how does that happen?
Like, I'm not a kid. I'm a collector.
Mm-hmm.
I collect vintage toys. Like, it's still toys.
Mm-hmm. It's very, very, it's terrible when you could see see how much of a struggle this really is.
It could be a financial strain on
people. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the fact that there are people who are willing to question what's going on and question YouTube themselves, because the fact that there's a lot of people, many YouTubers coming out of the woodwork saying what's going to happen to their channels. Yeah. What's going to happen? There's so many unknowns. YouTube is not communicating with.
Is it going to cut off the revenue stream?
90% if they deem it child friendly. When in fact, how is that going to be for people who just want to create content? Like those who go and go to different parks, go to theme parks that have characters. And it doesn't necessarily mean Disney. It could be who has characters? Knoebels, Dorney Park.
Of course, the big one around here is Sesame Place.
Oh, yes, Sesame Place. Is that going to be child? Is that going to be deemed child friendly? Or
since it's been around 50 years?
Because there's a lot of people that depend on revenue. Yes, YouTube started out has started out with the fact that there's many different things going on where it's meant to have. Yes, you're meant to have that ability to get and do different things. That's all well and good. But how in the world are people going to live if this is their main source of income? If they're deeming it child friendly, then what resources are they going to go and do? Are they going to have to have to maintain their income, let alone having that ability to create the content that they want to create? I watched this one YouTuber's content last night, and his name is Dole Whip Dad. There's a community that would be affected. Those who go to Disney or the collectors, Mark, those who are collectors, those who do toy reviews. I could see the Ryan's Toy Reviews being put under this, especially if kids under a certain age are watching it. That makes sense.
Oh, I got another example.
Mm-hmm.
All the Pokemon trading card game collectors.
How's that gonna... Yeah, that's gonna impact people.
Yeah, some of those cards cost a pretty penny.
And people want to show them off. So you're basically saying, don't show them off.
Don't show them off on YouTube.
Don't do this, don't do that. But in the end, if this is something that is fun for those who are creating the content, then why should,
Here's what's going to happen. They're just going to take their business elsewhere.
Yeah. If it's not YouTube, they'll find someone somewhere else to go. There's a lot of places out there. And that makes an impact. And when people are unable to produce the content, and the fact that FTC is saying, hey, we're going, for anyone who violates these new terms, which COPPA has been around for years, but YouTube was collecting data on kids, which is wrong in of itself without parents' consent, they're going to self-police channels, or they get charged $42,000 per violation. I can't see individuals being charged for these violations when the FTC is supposed to protect people. Not unless they claim these channels as businesses, which then at that point, there's a lot of unknowns and a lot of uncertainty.
There's a lot of gray area.
Oh, yeah. And the fact that these new terms of service kicks in, when is it, December 10th? Or
like next week?
Next week? That's a big deal. So people who know, I've seen channels where they've been talking about this. How are they going to deem what channels are kid-friendly? And yes, they have to press a button. What if people have videos on there from 4 years ago, 5 years ago, and they're producing content? But they know they're not showing kids, they're not showing models, they're not depicting anything that YouTube said in a very short email. Then what makes that, what is going to benefit, what is YouTube along with the FTC going to do? There needs to be clarification.
Yeah.
Because guess what? If this is going to happen, there's a lot of people who are going to be upset.
Yeah.
And not just say, oh, that's nice. It's, no, not so cool. And the fact that there's a lot of YouTubers that have been around for 10 years plus. Are they going to have to go somewhere else? Are they going to have to rely on sponsorships? Are they going... The unknowns are definitely going to be... What is this going to actually do?
I mean, this is confusing as heck.
Mm-hmm. For everyone... Especially if you follow creators who aren't in the children's genre, what's going to happen there? For those who know that they produce content that is in the gray area, not unless they're going to come up with an algorithm and say, yes, we're going to search for data on YouTubers' content that shows kids under like 12 and under. I would love to see YouTube come up with a system that shows mixed content, which makes more sense. Especially
like right
content
down the middle.
Yeah. Because there could be content that's not really made for kids that could be about planning vacations or park tours, because I know that there's channels out there that goes around the country and goes to theme parks.
Yeah.
So, which they go all over. What are you going to do? This self-policing looks like YouTube and Google are trying to save themselves some major problems in the long run. In the end,
if Facebook did that, we all know how that worked out.
Mm-hmm.
People were losing their channels because they had music in their videos.
Mm-hmm. So what, are you going to ban users who are creating family-friendly content for everyone to watch? Because at that point, what are people going to do? Are they going to have to rely on crowdsourcing sites like Patreon or things like Patreon because YouTube is drying up fundage?
Just to go like going like GoFundMe or?
Right, GoFundMe so people could pay their bills. At that point, I understand Patreon. I understand it. But if people are making good money now, making a feasible, livable wage, how does this work out for those who are who are going to be affected by this? Because this, in the long run, is going to be a very this could be have a major impact on so many people. So at this point, I guess we'll have to see what January holds. What are your thoughts before our time is up?
It just scares me a little bit.
I agree.
Like I am hella confused too.
I think everyone is. I think everyone is in that same boat. And on that note, I guess it's our time to go.
Have a good night, everybody.
Yeah. And on that note, see you next Monday and have a good rest of your night.